Hello and welcome. This is Sharon bringing you the pantograph for today, Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. We will begin with this week's Eats of the Week column, Sweet Scoop of Summertime. Satisfy ice cream cravings at these Central Illinois shops. At this time of year, everyone is looking for a way to keep cool and enjoy a sweet treat. For this Eats of the Week column, we're taking a look at locally owned ice cream shops featured in this column over the last 3 years, as well as some offerings in neighboring counties. Jean's Dairy Delight at 1019 South Main Street in Bloomington was featured August 3, 2022, and has been serving the Twin Cities since the early 70s. The shop was started by Everett and Carolyn Kuntz, and they called it Bloomington Dairy Delight. When Gene Dragger took over as owner, he named the business Jean's. It was later sold to current owner Chris Shoup. Fun fact, Jean's Dairy Delight and fellow Twin Cities favorite Carl's Ice Cream used to be a partnership. Jean's was originally located where Carl's is now on Locust Street, but they later split the businesses. Jean's offers frozen custard and soft serve made up of 14% butterfat, so it doesn't melt as quickly. Menu items range from cones, sundaes, shakes, malts, slushies, dilly bars, to soft drinks and sandwiches. Chocolate vanilla twist is the most popular dessert flavor, but they also have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, lemon, and a strawberry lemon twist. Jean's is also known for putting candy faces on their ice cream cones. Jean's is open every day during the summer from 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. In the fall and spring, they're usually open until 9 p.m. The shop has walk-up and drive-up window service and is cash only. Carl's Ice Cream, which has locations at 601 West Locust Street in Bloomington and 1700 West College Avenue in Normal, was featured in this series on August 31st, 2022. Both shops are owned by Wade Irwin. The shop originally opened in 1980 in Bloomington. Carl's premium hard ice cream comes in 35 flavors, in addition to seasonal flavors and ice cream cakes. The Normal location also offers a hot food menu. The Cookie Monster and Butter Pecan ice cream flavors are the most popular. The Bloomington location is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily and has walk-up window service and outdoor seating. The Normal location is open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily and has indoor and outdoor seating, takeout, and drive-through services. The Bloomington location is seasonal and typically closes in early October and reopens in April. Lydia's Dairy Barn at 1980 South Main Street in Eureka, owned by Jennifer and Nathan Hostetler, who took over the business in 2019. Lydia's, which is named after the Hostetler's daughter, was featured in this series on August 23, 2023. Lydia's was previously the Dugout, Dairy Barn, Dairy Barn 2, and Dairy Barn 3. When they became the owners, the Hostetlers wanted the name to pay homage to its roots. The shop opens for the season in March and runs through September, and they will typically announce their last day of business around Labor Day. Lydia's serves soft serve and are known for their Twisters, which is their take on Dairy Queen's Blizzards. 2 to 4 hand-dipped ice cream flavors are offered each week, as well as a rotating almond milk swirl flavor as a gluten-free and vegan option. They also offer Dippin' Dots, sundaes, shakes, malts, slushes, food, specials, and more. Current hours are 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sweet May's at 122 North Center Street in Clinton is owned by Melissa, Missy Morris, who opened the shop in December 2022. The year-round ice cream store was featured on January 3, 2024. Notable flavors include Heaps of Love, made with brownie, Oreo, cookie dough, pecans, caramel, and chocolate, and Sirius, made with salted caramel, sea salt fudge, and salted cashews. They also have shaved ice and baked goods. Visit Sweet May's from 4 to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, 2 to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 2 to 8 on Sunday. Another year-round shop, Theo's Micro Creamery at 107 East Beaufort Street in Uptown Normal, is owned by Mindy and Aaron Theobald. The store has been open since February 2021 and was featured in this series on January 10, 2024. Prior to Theo's, the location was home to another ice cream shop called Emick and Bolio's, which closed in January 2021. Popular ice cream flavors include Cookie Monster, Cookies and Cream, Vanilla, Chocolate, and the seasonal Blueberry Crumble and Peach Crisp. Specialty flavors have included Sweet Corn, Sweet Potato Casserole, and a Christmas Tree Cake flavor. Ice cream pints are available to purchase in-store, and they also have smoothies, milkshakes, sundaes, drinks, holiday ice cream pies, and more. Theo's is open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily throughout the summer. The ice cream shop at 104 South Center Street in Colfax was opened in 2024 by Alyssa and Chris Hartness. The shop was featured here on April 24, 2024. Superman, Blue Moon, Lemon Raspberry, S'mores, and Jolted Cow are among the popular flavors. They also offer Butter Pecan, Cookie Dough, and Cookies and Cream, and rotate about 50 different flavors in total. They feature a flavor of the month and also offer floats, banana splits, ice cream nachos, cookie sundaes and sandwiches, and ice cream cone flights. They serve breakfast and other hot food items too. The ice cream shop is open 6 to 8 a.m. daily for breakfast, and then 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Sucre Sweets and Socials at 105 South Main Street in Morton is owned by Danny and Zoe Evans and has been open since 2017. The store was featured here on June 12, 2024. Sucre offers Dole Whip, which is a dairy, gluten, and dye-free frozen dessert and features a different flavor each month. They also have edible cookie dough, waffle bites, popping boba drinks, and more. Sucre's current hours are noon to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, but hours can vary from week to week. Front Street Creamery, owned by Matt and Carrie Capps, opened in September 2022 at 21 East Front Street in El Paso. This ice cream shop was featured in the series on June 19, 2024. Its most popular flavors are strawberry cheesecake and BEPG, which is cookies and cream ice cream with blueberries in it, named in honor of the El Paso Gridley sports teams. They also have milkshakes, ice cream nachos, ice cream pints, candy, lemonade, Lotus energy drinks, and ice cream cakes, and they offer catering. Specials on various items are featured each month. Summer hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, noon to 9 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 6 p.m. Sunday. Bappo's Treats at 505 East Oak Street in Fairbury is owned by the Hartman family and offers ice cream as well as shaved ice. The store opened in May 2023 and was featured in the Pantograph on September 18, 2024. Bappo's has 30 to 40 rotating flavors of shaved ice and 20 to 30 flavors of ice cream at a time. The store also features a quart of the week that is available for customers to purchase at the parlor. They offer ice cream flights and seasonal and holiday flavors and menus too. They also post names to their Facebook page daily, and any customer with that name can receive a free small shaved ice or a junior scoop of ice cream in a dish. Bappo's has walk-up and drive-through services and outdoor seating on the patio. The shop is seasonal and currently open from 1 to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. They typically end their daily hours for the season in mid-October. They're open on some Fridays and Saturdays until Christmas time, and then they fully reopen for the season in April. Be sure to stay tuned for more ice cream shops to be featured in Eats of the Week. And here are more local ice cream shops. In McLean County, Carl's Ice Cream Factory, again at 601 West Locust Street in Bloomington, and 1700 West College Avenue in Normal. Jean's Ice Cream, 1019 South Main Street, Bloomington. The Ice Cream Shop, 103 South Center Street in Colfax. Theo's Micro Creamery, 107 East Beaufort Street, Normal. In DeWitt County, Dewey's Drive-In, 620 East Richardson Street in Farmer City. Sweet May's, 122 North Center Street in Clinton. In Livingston County, 66 Licks Ice Cream, 102 Southwest Street, Odell. Bappo's Treats, 505 Oak Street, Fairbury. Catton's Creamery, 214 East Locust Street, Fairbury. In Logan County, the Davis Dairy Bar, 511 East Chestnut Street, Mount Pulaski. The Lincoln Dairy Bar, 1130 Broadway Street, Lincoln. Top Hat Creamery, 513 Pulaski Street in Lincoln. LaSalle County, Big Dipper, 1901 South Bloomington Street in Streeter. La Michoacana, 5 Estrella, 522 First Street, Unit D in LaSalle. Time Out, 915 East Main Street, Streeter. Twisty Freeze, 1201 South Vincent Avenue in LaSalle. Tazewell County, Bob's Dairy Dream, 108 Melville Court, East Peoria. Carius Creamery, 214 South Main Street, Morton. Country Style Ice Cream, 501 Pekin Avenue, Creve Coeur. Double D's Ice Cream, 1434 North 8th Street, Pekin. Ice Cream Shack of Sunnyland, 2306 Washington Road, Washington. Pinkies, 100 West Pearl Street, Tremont. Sucre Sweets and Socials, 105 South Main Street, Morton. Twisty Treat, 1207 East Washington Street, East Peoria. 8th Street Sweet Spot, 211 North 8th Street in Pekin. In Woodford County, Uncle Bob's Homemade Ice Cream, 409 East Center Street, Eureka. Front Street Creamery, 105 South Main Street, El Paso. Lydia's Dairy Barn, South Main Street, Eureka. The Mud Puddle Coffee and Ice Cream, 112 South Jefferson Street in Washburn. And Frozen Spoon, 706 10 Mile Creek Road in Germantown Hills. This is not a comprehensive list, and if you have an ice cream shop and would like to be added online, please contact ojacobs at pantograph.com. Central Illinois Task Force to Take on Human Trafficking. McLean County, Illinois State Police, part of police group. A multi-agency task force is being formed to combat human trafficking in Central Illinois and will base its operations in Decatur. The task force, to be known as the Illinois Trafficking Enforcement Group, will be led by the Illinois State Police and include the Decatur Police Department and the McLean County Sheriff's Office as the partnering organizations. The Decatur City Council on Monday unanimously approved the interagency agreement forming the group. "I see it as a no-brainer," said Decatur Police Chief Brad Allen. "Human trafficking is real. It's all over rural and urban areas. Decatur is not immune to it. Central Illinois is not immune to it." According to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, human trafficking involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. Human traffickers victimize millions around the world and operate in all 50 states. According to the Human Trafficking Hotline, more than 3,000 cases of human trafficking have been identified in the state of Illinois, and more than 6,000 victims since the hotline's inception in 2007. Illinois State Police started its dedicated Human Trafficking Bureau 2 years ago. According to Lieutenant Phil Trompeter, who oversees UNIT, in that time, they have encountered 33 victims and arrested 70 people for trying to engage in sex acts with minors. The unit is now looking to expand its reach in Central Illinois. The state police will provide the facilities and expenses to operate it, including evidence storage and training related to operations. The state will cover liability for activities underneath the task force's umbrella. Trompeter did not disclose how many state police officials would be assigned to the task force, nor did Allen say how many Decatur police officers would be involved. While trafficking has generally not been viewed as a large issue in Decatur, the true extent of it is hard to determine because the illicit activity mostly occurs in the shadows. In March, the Decatur City Council voted unanimously to require massage parlors operating within city limits to obtain licenses, a move opening them up to inspections by the police and fire departments, as well as city building inspectors. The idea was to crack down on businesses advertising themselves as massage parlors, but actually are houses of prostitution or other illicit sexual services. Such businesses operating in the shadows often employ victims of human trafficking and advertise their services on the dark web. Illinois State Police has upped its human trafficking enforcement in recent years. Since 2020, every graduating police cadet has received human trafficking recognition training. And under legislation signed late last month by Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois State Police will be able to use images from license plate reader cameras on the state's highways in their investigations involving human trafficking. Today's Flick Fact question: it was 52 years ago tonight when a normal town council vote largely changed life in Bloomington Normal. Do you know what the council did? And the answer: on July 9th, 1973, the town council, by a 6-1 vote, approved for the very first time ever the sale of alcohol in Normal. Also opening 52 years ago, and the first place in Normal to serve not only beer, but also various alcoholic beverages in Normal, the Pub 2 at Linden and College, still doing the same today. And from the back pages of the Pantograph, how time flies locally. 100 years ago, on July 9th, 1925, in order to keep pace with orders, it was decided yesterday to let the contract for the second production unit of the C.U. Williams Oil-O-Matic Company. Low bidder Austin Construction won the $50,000 contract. The 42,000 square foot building, to be completed within 40 days, will be equipped with 40 machines and give jobs to 300 more mechanics. 75 years ago, July 9th, 1950. Local draft board officials were instructed on Saturday to find office space in Bloomington and get set up again as they were prior to August 1949. That was when the Bloomington Normal and McLean County draft boards stopped processing men. Since then, 18-year-olds have registered at the State American Legion headquarters, and before that, at the Bloomington Fire Station. 50 years ago, July 9th, 1975, the McLean County Historical Society and United Way will occupy McBarnes Memorial Building under a lease agreement approved by the county board, with Chairman Jake Ringer breaking an 11-11 tie in favor of the 30-year agreement. Some board members had advocated for giving the building, along with $130,000 remaining insurance proceeds from the fire that gutted it in 1972, to the society. The lease requires that the county spend $515,000 to remodel the building before turning it over to the tenants. And 25 years ago today, July 9th, 2000, a 10-year-old Bloomington boy was among 17 patients at Shriners Hospital for Children in Chicago who met pop superstar Britney Spears on Friday. Jacob Rutledge was recovering from surgery when Spears, 18, visited the hospital to dedicate a recreation room in the hospital for adolescent patients to cope with problems associated with illness and long hospital stays. Police look to speed enforcement. The Bloomington Police Department has announced efforts to step up traffic safety to reduce speeding throughout the month of July, in partnership with the Illinois Department of Transportation and more than 200 other local law enforcement agencies, including Normal Police and the McLean County Sheriff's Office. During the speed limit enforcement campaign, officers will intensify enforcement of posted speed limits, according to a news release from Bloomington Police. Offenders will be stopped and ticketed with the goal of saving lives. The speed enforcement is part of Speeding Catches Up With You, a safety campaign made possible by federal highway safety funds administered by IDOT. It also supports IDOT's broader It's Not a Game media campaign. Sharing the roadway system requires a shared commitment to enhancing traffic safety by complying with the rules of the road. Please adhere to this pledge to avoid being ticketed, Jamal Symington, Bloomington Police Chief, said in the news release. McLean County Fair, 21 youths vie for royal titles. 21 local kids and teens will compete for the opportunity to be named royalty on Sunday, July 20th, as part of the McLean County Fair Royalty Program. The program, hosted by the McLean County Fair Association, selects youths to serve as ambassadors for the McLean County Fair, which runs July 23rd through 27th, and promote agriculture in the county throughout the year. The candidates are in the running to be crowned Queen, Junior Miss, and Little Miss, and the 2025 King and Queen will also receive a scholarship. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. July 20th in the Ostroth Community Education Center at Heartland Community College, 1500 West Robb Road in Normal. The program will begin at 4 p.m. Candidates will be scored on a private interview with a panel of judges, as well as for their communication skills and onstage presence. One candidate in each category will also be selected for the People's Choice Award. Voting is available online through July 19th at spotfund.com/teams/McLean County Fair Royalty 2025. The following candidates will take the stage. For Little Miss, Angeline Bowman, Cindy Brown, Paige Burkhart, Arya Hill, Alexis Maurer, Trinity Murray. For Junior Miss, Lauren Burkhart, Kat Chambers, Kinlan Dreyer, Molly Freach, Brooklyn Grease, Josie Hill, Eleanor Jenkins, Libby Murphy, Madeline Miller, Peyton Noren, Peyton Skelton, and Sophia Smith. And for Queen, Adelina Bowman, Sarah Hill, and Aubrey Tiller. The reigning 2024 McLean County Fair Royalty Court includes King Brandon Woods of Danvers, Queen Elizabeth Ellis of Shenoa, Junior Miss Eliana Asani of Hayworth, and Little Miss Lindy Maurer of Bloomington. We'll take a short break now and then return with the second half of the pantograph for Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. Please stay tuned.